The second one is prejudice-based imama. Prejudice, bias, sectarian sentiment, hatred, insulting others, disrespecting others, derogatory approach. It is all prevalent in their raftar and guftar, everything. That's what they're mainly focused on. They use imama to spread sectarianism and hatred against non-Shia Muslims. So they use imama to spread sectarianism and hatred against non-Shia Muslims. They use imama to prove sectarian superiority. They use imama to prove that everyone is going to hell other than me and the likes of me. Sending other sects of Islam to hell somehow in their mind, guarantees their own entrance into heaven. So there's some sort of a dalalat al-tazami there in their minds, that unless I send all other Muslims to hell, I don't get to go to heaven. Somehow this mapping is there. They perform and insist on self-made cultural rituals. Remember the first category? Just like that. Especially these ones in the name of Aza and Azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That's basically what their selling point is. This is how they attract, especially the youths, right? In the name of Aza, they would insist on these self-made cultural rituals. The more we curse, they think, and this is how their mind works. I've talked to many of them. They say, the more we curse the revered personalities of Sunnis, the more service we are doing to Islam. You know, publicly cursing. And they've done it in Syria. Again, not going, I'm trying not to go in hashias, right? But for this, you have to think of these masadiq in your mind yourselves. These caravans would go to Syria, and they would create this whole sectarian environment there, which would make the life of the local Shias living there, or the followers of Ahlul Bayt living there, a life of hell. This is not fair. They would go sometimes from Pakistan, sometimes from India, you know, and other places around the world. So again, this is prejudice-based imama. Their goals. The first goal is use imama as a whip to lash Sunnis and promote disunity among Muslims. For them, imama is not an institution of any sort. It's a whip. And what is it used for? To lash other Sunnis. Prove that whoever has different understanding will go to hell. They invest all their energies on that. You look at all these televisions sponsored and run by the Shirazi cult. This is all they do, day in, day out. They somehow prove that everybody other than them are going to hell. Make imams happy through takfir, hatred, our azadari, so they could intercede for us again, what? Unconditionally. They want a free pass as well. Why? Because we were so sectarian. We want a free pass. They think promoting the idea of azadari is the only, and this is important again, for those who can relate to it. They said that the purpose of our creation is nothing other than azadari, nothing else. Islam doesn't expect anything else from us. All we need to do is, we need to do azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam wholeheartedly. Alhamdulillah, we do azadari too. We're not against azadari. Right now we're talking about this particular group that takes this azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and disregards the rest of the entire deen. The deen for which Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself gave the sacrifice for. And these are real categories. These are not like, you know, something hypothetical. They promote this idea of azadari so they can do this. Make imams happy through our self-made rituals so they could grant us our desires, especially the worldly desires like we talked about in the previous category. So, you know, even if the Waliul Faqih has given a hukm of not doing kamazani and zanjirzani, they would still do it. The bloodletting rituals. Even if the Maraja have given the fatwa, although it's a socio-political affair, so Waliul Faqih giving hukm is sufficient. But let's talk about even the Maraja. When they give fatwa, do these people listen? They have nothing to do with the rest of the Islam. They just want to perform their self-made rituals. It's as simple as that. These believers, you know, and believers in this school of thought, you know, prejudice-based imama, they're uneducated, generally speaking, uneducated, blind followers with their misdirected emotions. In many cases, they have ikhlas. The problem is that ikhlas is misdirected. That sincerity is misdirected. It is hijacked. It is tampered with, you know. And there are some speakers who are experts at misinterpreting and misrepresenting the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. There are another people in this category. They usually play on weak and fabricated ahadith. During the occultation, what is the barnama? You ask them, like, what are we supposed to do, the Shias? They say, during the major occultation, imama is predominantly dysfunctional, non-operational, and suspended for all practical purposes. And the ajr risalat o imamat, what is the reward of risalat and imamat? Is just shedding tears and hold azadari and majalis. That's it. You do that throughout the year. Remember, they said, we are created for this. That's all there is to our creation. Keep cursing, another thing, keep cursing the revered personalities of Sunnis. Keep insulting the sanctities of Sunnis. And now if you remember, Sayyid Hasan Nasrullah too, after Rahbar, he said that insulting the Muqaddasat and the sanctities of Ahlul Sunnah is haram, right? They still didn't stop, so Sayyid Hasan Nasrullah, because Yasir al-Khabis, he was, you know, making the mischief. So Sayyid Hasan Nasrullah came out, called out Yasir al-Khabis, right? And said, he said very clearly that what you're doing is haram. You're working for the British interest. Whether you're getting paid or not, we can care less. And this is like how you follow wilaya. When the wali takes a position on an issue, brothers and sisters, it is our responsibility to counter anybody who is conspiring against that. Whenever the wali takes a public position on anything, we have to come to the arena and make sure that others are not going against that and conspiring against that and weakening that position. Sayyidat Sunnah Surah showed us millions of times, not just one or two times.